Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yes, they do. The Cubs shutting out the Pirates, bottom five. Scores 3-0 Cubbies. Craig Riley's off today. He's at a wedding right now, and he is listening to the show on his earbuds while the ceremony is going on, and he hasn't gotten caught yet. That he knows.
I think it's a small wedding, Pony. I think it's like this little ceremony. I think it's like 50, 60 people there.
Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't, intimate gathering.
Hasn't gotten caught red-handed yet, but he's not paying attention to the exchanging of vows or anything like that. He's listening to us talk about him right now. Kale Berger is in producing, and we discovered this morning that Kale is a stalker. And not even a good one. He's not even good at it. He was stalking the wrong guy, as it turns out.
Oh, no.
Yeah. He stalks, and he's a bad stalker. Kale was following a 17-year-old today.
Literally following or on Twitter following?
What are you shaking your head about, Kale? Defend yourself. Defend Kale Berger's honor on the air right now, then.
Do you want to keep going, or do I need to provide context?
But go ahead. Context away, my friend.
Well, a lot of people that follow and cover the Pitt Panthers have been on high alert today waiting for a potential commitment to Jeff Capel's squad.
Who's a five-star recruit.
A five-star center recruit.
And he's narrowed it down to Pitt, Florida State, and LSU.
And Ohio State as well.
Okay, so four teams are in there. And you think it's
Where's he from?
Florida.
Originally from Virginia, IMG Academy is where he plays.
That's where Colony golfs when he's covering the Pirates.
So Kale was scouring the internet because he thought that we were going to get an answer at noon. And then someone sent out a fake tweet, and Kale fell for it, retweeted it, and everyone's like, Kale, what are you doing here? You know, it's not a verified account. You're rumor mongering. And now what? Now you're have you found the right 17-year-old to follow?
Well, I had already found him initially,
okay.
But here's the problem. I will admit my error. I'll admit my eagerness to not, fully vet the fake commitment tweet.
Yeah.
But I don't think I'm the one in the wrong here. I think the person in the wrong is this low-life scum that decided to make a fake Twitter account of a 17-year-old making the biggest decision
Maybe
of their life.
Maybe he did it to prove a point, to show that people who are hanging on a 17-year-old's every word and every move, that you need to be made an example of, and you need to get put in your place, and you need to get embarrassed.
No,
how about that?
This curmudgeon in their mother's basement is not making some social commentary.
A curmudgeon in your mother in a mother's basement?
They are not making
You're trying to cross Ron Cook with like a 15-year-old blogger there.
They're not making some intelligent social commentary.
How do you know?
They're trolling.
Well, what are you doing? You're stalking.
That's not trolling.
One person's troll is another man's stalker.
It's completely different things.
In your mind.
You are out there.
Trolling is someone who wants to conjure up nonsense
you
muddy
spread
the
false
situation.
Rumors. You're a false prophet. Yes. Don't you think it's a little weird that you're out there following a high school basketball player? Don't you think there's a little bit off?
I think the whole concept is weird.
Not stopping you from doing it, though.
Well, That's the media landscape we live in, that we're employed in.
So you feel, so actually, you feel like the landscape that we exist in this business has forced you to it. So really, you're not the bad guy. This curmudgeon in his mother's basement isn't the bad guy. You're saying that the game itself has turned you into this.
Why don't you come out and say on Twitter, you know what? I am not going to follow this kid. I am not going to be on the lookout because I, Kale Burger, I'm better than that.
Well,
I'm bigger than this.
Well, here's what I'm saying, though. This is over decades and decades of college basketball becoming.
Why don't you try to buck the trend and reverse it? You have the power. You're on Pitt pregame and postgame.
I think we're too far gone. This is in the job description. This is part of my job that I need to make sure I'm up to date on who is committing, decommitting, transferring.
And look at what it did.
Why don't you just wait for Chris Peake or somebody else to do that, or Jeff Hathorn,
someone
or Jim
who's
Colony,
not getting hoodwinked by a fake account like you are. No one else got tricked.
No, others did.
Like and who?
Bleacher Report, John Rothstein, ESPN. Oh.
ESPN.
ESPN.
The entire, just the whole
network.
Well,
ESPN's
was
recruiting analyst, but Bleacher Report's entire network.
Did he pick Pitt?
In these hypotheticals?
No, now.
He still has not released the commitment.
That's the other deeply funny part of this.
We're 4 hours past.
And look at you. You're a nervous part of wreck this, over the, it.
Pony, you have to understand, by far the funniest part of this is this high school kid having all these grown adults hanging on his decision, and he keeps absolutely screwing with them and just saying, patience,
like
everybody.
I'm a big fan of this guy.
I agree with you. I think he's doing a great job.
What's
right
his name,
now.
Reed?
I really do.
It's Efton Reed.
I like Efton Reed.
5-star center in the 2020.
I would
class.
Imagine most of you, because you're still waiting for this and he keeps holding off, would rather call him Efton Reed right now, right? Right,
well,
Kale?
I'm a classier man than that.
You won't be if he picks Florida State.
I'll tell you who will love it if he picks Florida State.
I am not one of these nuts that has ill will for players because they don't commit to the team I cover or maybe a team I root for.
Oh, so in that respect, you take the high road.
I take the high road in most situations.
You're not on this.
Wow.
You're taking the road everyone's traveling.
You're down in the mud, my friend.
I am not down in the mud with this low life that is creating fake accounts.
This low life. You take absolutely no responsibility for what you did.
I already admitted that I should have vetted it better.
Did you send out a little tweet that said, I'm sorry for that? Did you put out a little apology, my bad tweet?
No, I admitted to the error, but I didn't feel like an apology was warranted because I retweeted the post and then about 10, 12 seconds later realized it was fake and unretweeted it and reported
the
account. I did my civic duty.
You reported
Kale.
The account? You tattletailed on it?
You squealed on it? You narc.
Yes, because this
what
person...
What if it's somebody that works for like a food bank or something that just likes to have fun messing with people like you in their spare time, Kale? What if it's a good person?
Yeah, what if it's a good Samaritan helping old people cross the street?
Well, then the food bank job is a ploy, an act. This is their true colors. This is who this person is.
Oh, man.
Wow. I love how dug in he is right now on this. I do. The fact that you instantly replied with that kind of response to me, Kale, tells me that you are pot committed to this being a bad person and you're the good guy here.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. We'll let KDK handle that one. Coming up next, post-draft, will the Steelers make or miss the playoffs? We'll tell you what you're saying about it as the PM team.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.